Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, hour number three, Bob Chapman coming up, continuing with your phone calls for all the farmers and others that are holding, getting into the economy as well with Bob and a bunch of other important news. I haven't even gotten into mainstream media reporting on the NORTHCOM martial law plan for the U.S. That's coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to another farmers. The feds are saying, we have a new rule for you. You can comment on it, but you can comment on what type of uniform the firing squads will be wearing put you under commercial driver status, which means inspections, harassment, all of it. Let's talk to Roger in Missouri. Roger, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing today, Alex?
Good. What do you think about this?
Well, I don't know about the other farmers in their area. I live in southeast Missouri. And already I've been contacted about five or six farmers about getting together and getting prepared for what's coming. I feel like I'm walking around with a target on my back because I'm a disabled Marine. I'm a landowner. I don't owe a penny on my land, and I'm a self-sufficient farmer.
They're the number one evil.
But around here, even the guys that's not prior military and everything, we got a sheriff that doesn't help the feds. He doesn't go against them, but he doesn't help them. When the people was coming around for the census, you gotta try real hard to get to my house. And I had two come to my door, and I run them off, and I went and talked to the sheriff, and he said they would arrest them. And so two came, and I blocked them in, and I didn't point anything at them, but I had a gun on me, and I had them arrested.
Good.
I went to court, and the judge would not hear my side or their side. He gave them $100 fine, and that was it. He wouldn't even talk about it, but he did give them a fine.
Well, you've got to do that. They're trespassing. They're lying and saying you've got to fill out all those questions when all they can do under law is ask you how many people live there. And then sometimes they force their way into homes. So they're a bunch of mindless criminals, even if they don't consciously know it, and you did the right thing. That's what I tell them. I tell them, get off my property, or I'm calling the police. And they always flash their plastic badge, and I say, that's a fraudulent document you got right there, and I'm not filling it out. It's called the Fifth Amendment. Now get off my property.
But let me tell you what happened after I did that. I have a greenhouse built onto the side of my house to grow stuff in the wintertime. And I got a visit from a black helicopter that set over my house for about 10 minutes and then went outside and scared my horses. My horses run through the fence, and they got down below the tree line. And I took a picture of them with my phone. And I went storming into the sheriff's office, and he didn't have the slightest idea of what I was talking about.
Well, let me stop you. When I was getting involved trying to block the county buying another $10 million German helicopter for the sheriff's department, they went to my parents' house, hovered at tree level, and flipped my mother off. And then my wife and I, girlfriend at the time, we're married now, got a black helicopter visit with the entire house shaking. And then they kept coming and visiting, but it wasn't a black helicopter. It was the sheriff's department, yellow and blue. And, yes, I've gotten the black helicopter visits. Those are federal. And that's what they do. They want you to know we're harassing you. We're the boss. We're the terrorist. Now, again, so what? It shows they're criminals. It showed you did the right thing. Did you ever get another visit from them again?
Well, I was going to tell you, it's sort of funny. I was standing in my driveway with the gravel and the dirt and everything in my eyes and helped my skin. I flipped them off. And the guy on the M60 machine gun flipped me back off. That's how close they was. I could see everything that was going on.
Yeah, no, and, of course, it had pods on the bottom, right? You know they were scanning your house.
Correct. I know that. But
stay there. I want you to finish. I want Bob Chapman to hear this story when we get back. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I wanted to hold this caller over a little bit so Bob Chapman, formerly in military intelligence and working all over the world, can give you his take on it. But you have to have it actually happen to you to believe it. If you really anger the feds, they will send a black helicopter. And then when you talk about it, everybody laughs, even if you videotape it. And sometimes they'll even drop a firebomb on your house. There's been a lot of famous cases of that. A lot of times they usually people say, oh, there was a fire at your house. And people will see the black helicopter. They've even done it in Los Angeles. They'll pull right up, drop a firebomb down your chimney or right on top of your air conditioner and fly off. I'm not trying to scare people. These are terrorists. Now, it isn't your regular military. They're flying the dark green ones, but they have, and FEMA has under NORTHCOM. In fact, we have that article ready from the Daily Mail. I'm going to put that up on screen. The Daily Mail talked about something that, and in fact, print it for me. I forgot to print it. Revealed how the U.S. would deal with UK-style riots by sending the army to areas with large numbers of minority groups. And that's how they're selling it to the public. Oh, it's for the minorities. And they actually link to another U.S. newspaper in there that breaks it down. In fact, print that other link too as well. And then if you scroll down, they give the disinformation that, well, it's in the Constitution under different sections that the regular army deals with insurrection. No, the militia of the county and the state does, called out by the governor. But see, now the National Guard has been federalized. And then lower in the article, it shows a map of NORTHCOM. And that's a public map, and they've got links to U.S. newspapers admitting, yes, NORTHCOM has military officers over every area of the U.S. It's under the 10 regions of FEMA, and I'm in Region 6, as you can see there on the map. And under that system, the military, through the threat fusion centers, takes over the entire society. And they're not coming with food and water. They're coming for your firearms, a.k.a. Katrina and other areas of the country. And we've confirmed the military is training in every state of the Union to lock down and cordon and blockade cities and order the firearms turned in. And if they think they're going to get away with it, they will pull it. Does that mean the average military person's bad? No. But they've shown they will follow orders. We learned later, and the feds kept this quiet, that quite a few units refused in New Orleans, but many of the units went ahead with it. And almost all the police agreed. They brought police in from all over the country under FBI and FEMA command. So the military was under FBI and FEMA command. And the FBI guys reportedly loved it, dressing up in black outfits and driving around in big flatback trucks. And they left the rioters and looters and New Orleans cops looting. They had an enjoyable time. Anybody trying to get out of the city was peaceful, was shot, of course. Cops were later convicted of that under orders. Notice they'll burn you for following orders later. But I digress now. We're going to print that article, and I'm going to cover it more later. But I wanted Bob Chapman to be able to comment on what Roger was just saying. So, Roger, finishing your story, the census folks kept harassing you, coming on your private property. They Buffalo folks, there's no federal law. You got to fill out 50 question forms. It's called the Fifth Amendment. So the sheriff the second time had him arrested. And so you got a little black helicopter visit, and you said it was close enough that gravel was hitting you in the face, and that they had a machine gun on you and flipped you off.
Correct. I flipped them off first because the gravel was really pelting me. I mean, they was down below the tree line. I mean, just I would say within 50 foot.
Now you said you're a disabled, retired Marine farmer who owns this property. That's scum of the earth, according to the communists that run our country, the banker run commies. Was it totally black or was it dark green? And what service did the personnel look like?
They was black, and they had black uniforms on. That's all I can tell you. There was no markings whatsoever. That's one thing.
Wow, you got an actual FEMA helicopter visit. Because NORTHCOM, it's still military. They're just unmarked. Wow, you got an actual FEMA scum visit.
I really jumped on the sheriff about it because I know that ever helicopter, airplane, or anything is supposed to have markings on, have numbers. And there was none on this one. But what I want to interject on this, I don't know about other parts of the country, but even there's all around my neighbors, my friends, everybody I know that lives in this county, and I don't want to give away too much. I'll just put it like this. We're getting prepared. But like last year, after all the hunting seasons was over and everything, I got to notice, and I'd be out splitting wood in the afternoon for the night, and I would hear rifle fire. And I've been in combat. I know what's what. And it was coming from different directions. And where I live, you can hear 2 or 3 miles away. And I know there's other people getting prepared, too. But we're not experiencing all the stuff that everybody else is. Maybe it's because we're real rural. But there is a lot of people, they won't say much, but they all know what's going on, and they're all getting ready. So when they start trying to come and take our tractors and stuff, I'm afraid it's like the old, that song is, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. So, when they come around here, I'm afraid they're going to have problems.
Well, absolutely, and that's what it's coming down to, and that's why they're getting everybody ready, that anybody who resists being enslaved is a terrorist. The truth is, they are the terrorist. They created the Al-Qaeda threat to brand terrorism as a pretext to take rights. Now they're flipping it on to the farmers, the people buying MREs, the returning veterans, and they are the terrorist, and it's that simple, and we either expose that or they win. And this is the takedown of America internally. They're going to get it all lined up and bring in an Al Gore supporting Rick Perry or a socialist Mitt Romney, and a lot of conservatives are going to lay down to it. But we've got to understand, they own both parties at the top. They don't own Ron Paul. That's why they say he can't win, even though he's winning all the big straw polls. Thank you so much, Roger. I wanted you to hear that, Bob Chapman of the internationalforecaster.com, because you've been 50 years in this fight. And what do you make of the announcements that the feds riding lawnmowers, tractors, federal transportation, a driver's license to get that, logs, drug tests, inspections, confiscations of any equipment that don't aren't up to their specs. I mean, you talk about absolute harassment being turned loose on us.
And that's true. And they finally got around to it. They've been wanting to do that for many years. Previously, they usually didn't go to people's homes. They tried to find out all about them and then find out where they lived. And sometimes they tried to plant incriminating evidence. But, you know, that was 20, 30, 40 years ago. And today they're right in your face. And a good example of what the gentleman had to say is the good example. I talked to someone who's retiring from a police department, and I told him where he should go to look for a job and how that's doable for him. And then he told me about someone else who had just retired, who had been recruited by a private contractor who is working for the United States government under that contract. And they're training people for people in crowd control and suppressing people in their own communities and things like that. And so that conversation is just 2 days old. So the government is definitely getting ready to do some pretty nasty things. The best thing you can do is try to stay out of harm's way. Try not to get involved. This gentleman who was just on, he didn't have much choice. And he didn't go looking for it. Quite frankly, I used to go looking for it until they threatened me. And I knew they were serious because the people who knew them told me they were serious. And so you've got to be cool, prepare yourself more heavily than you would normally. It's hard living in a rural area where there's not many people around because you're pretty isolated, and they bring a couple of helicopters in with M-60s, and they unload 15 or 20 people. You're not going to have much of a chance. And so it's hard being out on those areas. I think, too, that, and you probably have already done this, talk to your friends, neighbors, and try to coordinate things. I have two-way radios, and
the deal. If they attack the 100-plus million gun owners and 1% fight back, that's a million people. And, you know, once they start doing more and more of this, people are going to be waiting. And it's actually a very defendable position if you don't care what ends up happening at the end of the day to defend yourself when you're being assaulted by globalist forces. I mean, look at the force multiplier of the individual. And plus, if things go into that zone, you don't just sit there and wait for them.
You can go look for them, but you'll have to have a helicopter to do it. But I say, be sure you get plenty of clips and ammo. They don't last long in a firefight. And the man that was just on knows that. He's been there and he's done that. So just have plenty of firepower and make sure everybody in the home fires as good as you do. But it's going to get a lot worse. You know, why would government be giving private contractors money to go out and find people who have been somewhat trained in this sort of thing to go into areas where they're told to break up demonstrations or go to people's homes or whatever they're going to do.
No, they're setting up their secret police. And it's not going to be as easy as the scum thinks it is.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
There's one thing everybody's got to understand here. The system wants you dependent. They want you bankrupt on welfare and the criminal justice system. If you're getting out of the military, you're the number one threat. They absolutely hate your guts because they've trained you to carry out their criminal activity. They know you've got skills and that you're now awake or could awaken. And that's why earlier I showed you the news article where when you go into an Army-Navy store to buy MREs, they say that if you criticize the government or you say you're a survivalist, to call the police on them. They say if you're buying night vision, weatherized ammunition, that's how a lot of it's sold, is in those cases, that it says require a valid ID. This is happening everywhere. You can buy milk and they'll ask for an ID now. It's all about getting you ready for the cashless society, global VAT tax. Now, again, you have to understand about the military and the contractors, and there's now a million plus private contractors in the U.S. in domestic intelligence. They sift through all the military and police and find the psychopaths, find the control freaks, find the criminals, just like Stalin did. And the people on those FEMA helicopters and part of this shadow government system that's now more and more public, they are chosen because they hate America and hate freedom. They work for the bankers. They are literally the equivalent of the NKVD that Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. Bob Chapman, your take on that statement. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. They do select those kind of people. And most of them are criminals. They may not be convicted criminals, but they're criminal types, we'll call them. And the average military person and the average law enforcement person is not like that. I mean, you always find a few that get through, maybe a small percentage. But these people are vicious animals. And you want to make sure once it starts that nobody makes it through it on the other side.
Well, look, we hope nothing even comes to this. But we saw Waco. We've seen other issues. The point here at the end of the day is that people better choose a side. Folks, you know the government's been hijacked by foreign banks. Everything Bob and I and others have talked about has now come true. Are you ready for the rest of it to come true? There is no way out of this that's easy. You are not going to grovel and get along with this. You know this attitude, Bob, of yuppies and establishment types. They just think as long as they rationalize things and mentally decide to join this by just being passive, that gives them power over it. What would you say to people like that who haven't really studied history?
Well, if you take a look at what the Germans did under the National Socialist Party, and if you look at what Stalin did, you'll find that all those who were complicit with them at the beginning were eliminated. And a good example were the brown shirts in Germany. They went in one night and killed most of them.
But it's more than that. A lot of people aren't even going to join them. They're just going to make excuses for it and think magically that, well, I've done nothing. I licked boots. Why are you taking my farm? Why are you taking my house? Why are you taking my business? Why are you arresting me? In fact, I've noticed the globalists target bootlickers more than they even target those of us that fight them, Bob. I mean, I've been targeted. You've been targeted. A lot of stuff's going on. But have you not noticed that the globalists almost enjoy eating their own?
Yes, and just recently, they didn't get into that some years ago, but this is something that they have been doing. And I've talked to people in the military, and it's very difficult for them to talk to one another because you don't know who's been planted in your unit. That's another thing. I mean, were the people who supposedly in SEAL Team 6, were they talking to other people in their unit or another unit that it really didn't happen or something like that? And did the government have one of their own SEALs in there spying on them?
Well, of course they do. Those are some of the most heavily surveilled people out there. In fact, I've got some breaking SEAL Team 6 news briefly on the other side. And then, Bob, I want to take a few farmer calls that are holding and then get into the big events of the week in the economy and what this signals. I mean, I know for us it's old news, but for the new listeners, it's brand new. They're now admitting global financial meltdown, global depression. Now where is it going from here? What do these new events signal on the timeline? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Plugged really any sponsors or anything today. If you believe in what we're doing, please go to the online video bookstore. There's a lot of great Patriot apparel. Don't tread on me caps, in the Fed shirts, InfoWars.com shirts. You want to meet like-minded people, you will meet them wearing the shirts and ball caps. And get the films, hand them out to people, get them on Access TV, InfoWars.com. Also, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. We are adding more and more to PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got these special reports we're doing multiple times a week now with Max Kaiser and Gerald Celente, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, myself. Aaron just did another big live one last night that's now archived in the Daily Report section. It just looks like it's another TV show. You know, we have this 3-hour show every day, and it's in that area. It's also in the special reports area. And we're about to have a whole new menu system that's going to be launched next week that makes it a little bit easier to find the special reports, and then a whole special page for the nightly news reports that starts September 1st. That'll be different from the special reports. We'll continue to have those as well. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We couldn't do this without you. I wanted to get to some more phone calls here with Bob Chapman. We've got Kristen, who never got on yesterday. I'm going to get to her today. We got Wayne in Arkansas, a farmer. John is a farmer. Freedom is a farmer. Daniel, who's a farmer. I want to try to move you quickly and get a comment from Bob Chapman so we can then get into what's going on with the economy, some with Bob, which is obviously why he's here. Let's go to John in PA. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm a farmer in Pennsylvania. I just wanted to say I know that you're a reptilian invader. Get off my planet. I know you, Bob Chapman, you're an alien. Reptilian invaders. Get off the planet. You're evil.
Bob, they just got us. We're reptilian invaders. It's not about the government's coming in to start harassing the farmers and make them get commercial licenses and the drug testing and the inspections that come with it way outside their jurisdiction. We've been now exposed as reptilians, Bob.
Well, I think they better check with the royal families in Europe because Dave Icke says they're reptilians. I mean, we're probably related to them, and I don't like that very much.
Chapman, you're something else. Seriously, though, what about the federal power grab here of saying they're going to come on farms and ranches, you know, with the state under their auspices and start harassing all the farm equipment?
I think it's – what do they expect to be able to prove other than try to intimidate?
Well, no. I mean, you're going to go get a license and pay them money and waive your rights, and they're going to come out and harass you, the truck police, at your farm.
I see. Well, have your farm equipment in good working order.
No, I'm not going to do it. I've got farm equipment. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go get a commercial driver's license. I'm not going to take drug tests whenever they say. That's what's in. It's in the news. Inspections of logs, maintenance logs, and then they come out on my property without a warrant because I've waived my rights. Do you realize the magnitude of this, Bob?
It is very, very big. And it's part of that ID system that they want to put in that's been held up on live driver's licenses.
Well, they've got the animal ID, premises ID. It's all written by Big Agra. Let's talk to Freedom in Texas. Freedom, you're on the air. You're a farmer.
Yeah. For one, Alex, the local water company was replaced by a huge multi-state sodium fluoride poison-pushing thugopoly, Southwest Water Company. Flagrantly, heavily dose us all with toxic sludge, the sodium fluoride in our water, killing my crops, killing my pets, killing all of us.
Well, they're good globalists, and, yeah, they come in under federal regulations, so you've got to upgrade your local water facility because it's not good enough for the people. Most of the multinationals are out of Europe, and they do come in and literally dump hundreds of toxic waste chemicals in your water, including uranium. And I've seen the farmers all over the country, there'll be a drought, and they'll have to switch for their horses and cows to tap water, and they all die within a month. I mean, no wonder the public looks like mutated, you know, gray-skinned creatures. We're being chemically murdered. There's a big report Aaron Dykes did last night. That's at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Ask you to help stop truly evil Monsanto. I.e. Monsanto, but we all got to buy organic, people. We got to shop farmers markets. We got to, whenever possible, and assume.
Well, Freedom, you're awesome. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Daniel in Iowa, farmer's wife, or Daniela, excuse me. You're on the air.
That's okay. Thanks, Alex. You know, I think that this just goes to show that you know, things are financially bad, and this is a way that the government can come in and make money and use fear and intimidation tactics against us. We had an interesting situation happen about 2 months ago. I had looked outside our window. We lived down a very desolate gravel road in the middle of nowhere, and there was a car, and I thought it was quite odd. It was just sitting alongside the road, and it sat there for a very long time. There's three people that live on the road, and it sat up at my neighbor's, and then it came down the road, and it didn't sit at my house, but then it sat up at his grandma's house for a while, and about a half an hour later, I got ready to leave. I'm driving down the gravel road, come to a stop sign, and the car's still sitting there, and so I stop, and I roll my window down, and it's this really sweet 70-year-old woman sitting in the car, and I said, ma'am, is everything okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm just driving around, making notes, taking down people's addresses. And I thought that was really, really odd.
Well, they've been coming up and GPSing, especially rural areas, for decades. But now the census is to be year-round and even monthly. And they're GPSing your door. They're talking to your neighbors about you. And it's just they're using the name of the census to put HUMET on the ground. We already knew about this 3 years ago, but now it's been announced. All of the major postal service trucks are going to have wireless scoops on them, stealing all the data, and also anti-terror sensors on them. The police cars are getting face scanners on them, license plate readers. I mean, look, the Defense Department's foreign-owned. It's big business. They've conquered the whole world. We financed the takeover, and now they're going to come here and turn this whole country into a giant Fallujah, Abu Ghraib control system. And, I'm not just saying that. You've heard the troops call in and go, yeah, we set up TSA checkpoints 3-4 years ago, groping the women, body scanning. MIT admits that the system they set up in Iraq was designed for here, a giant prison. And you're going to get inspections as a prisoner. You're not going to have a garden without a proper authorization and inspection. You might grow marijuana. And if you grow marijuana, that's going to cut in on the price of the marijuana they ship in. This is corporate takeover. I mean, they've taken over every industry. They've taken over talk radio in almost every area. They've taken over the farming, the ranching. They're taking everything over. They're taking the family over. They're coming out and lobbying government to make you take more vaccines. That, to have Rick Perry come out and say, it's the law, your kids have got to take shots. I appreciate your call. Any comments on what Danielle was saying there, Bob Chapman?
No, but we've seen instances of that, as you pointed out, with the census and the excuse for these people to be there. And, if you see people around, they're up to something. Because people shouldn't be in those areas, especially sitting in a vehicle. For some period of time.
Well, I would have said, who are you here for? And I guarantee you it would have been the census. You see, if they, quote, can't get all the data they want, they go to your neighbors. And again, it's all part of hiding in plain view. What's the name they use in Scarface? You want a Chavano on every corner, watching you, telling you what to eat, when to sleep, what to wear. You want to be a sheep? Bah, bah, bah. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I want to go back to more calls from farmers in Hawaii, Texas, and Kristen, who never got on yesterday, in a moment. But Bob, just briefly, I mean, obviously you predicted, unfortunately, everything that's happened, but just a brief synopsis, what happened this week with the global meltdown accelerating, with gold exploding, and where is it going in the future?
Well, I think in America, the seat of the changes was the intercession by S&P downgrading the United States government's rating on paper, their bonds. And this was done, and the other two rating agencies didn't do that. This was done in order to, as far as I can see, chop up the benefits of Social Security as well as the Medicare. And, of course, the other part of what they did had nothing to do with that directly, but they wanted to impose this, what I call the Obama Enabling Act, which is bypassing Congress. But those things, when they happened, caused the markets to become unsound, at least on a short-term basis, and they were going up and down 500 or 600 points a day. the market is in a weakened condition because investors, professionals, they buy earnings down the road 6 months to a year from now. Generally speaking, most of them are long-term investors. And the earnings for S&P companies are going to go down this coming year. And during the last half of this year as well. And instead of making $13, $130 a share, they'll probably make 60 or 70. And that's a big difference. So fundamentally, the market should come down and this thing disrupted. At the same time, of course, the President's Group and Financial Markets, they went in and they first attacked silver and then they attack gold, and they increase the margin requirements on gold. And that's not so bad because that has a short-term effect. And most of the people who are in the Forex markets today and in the COMEX, the LBMA London, are pretty big hitters. And
well, that's what I was about to say. They did this 4 months ago, increased margins, and it knocked it down for a while. This time, it didn't even really knock it down. It just stopped the run. And it really shows they're running out of bullets and getting desperate as the world realizes they're going to devalue the dollar down to basically nothing. The fact that I think I saw last night the cover to Time is going to be the end of Europe, the collapse of Europe. It's clear that there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And now the SEC is going to investigate Standard & Poor's and find out if George Soros did get that tip. So this is getting crazier and crazier, Bob. But clearly, this signifies the fact that they're pretty much admitting we're in a depression.
You're right about that. And it's an inflationary depression and has been for the last 2.5 years. And that will continue because they got to do a QE3 type of thing. I'm looking for $2.5 billion that they'll create in order to keep the system going sideways. And if they don't do that, you know, it's a minus 5% of GDP, and that'll feed on itself, and then deflation will take over, and they don't want that. And they're not near that now because they're smothering it and have for 11 years.
Okay, real briefly, where's gold going? Where's gold going up?
It's going to bottom out in here probably early next week, and that'll be the end of the correction. And it's good because it went up pretty fast. It's come back. It'll settle in, and it'll move towards 2,000. And it could hit it in September and maybe even sooner for all we know.
What do you make of J.P. Morgan saying 2,500 by the end of the year?
Yeah, well, let me tell you my take on that. I've been doing this a long time, and I know how their minds work. JPM didn't want to come out with that, but they had to, and I'll tell you why. Because they know gold is going higher soon. They said by the end of the year. I say by the end of February, because that's usually the end of the big season and gold on the plus side. And what they're doing here is setting up a blocker. They want everybody to think gold's going to 2,500, but isn't going any higher because they know it's going higher. So they want to stop it, cut it off at the pass, so to speak. So that's their thinking in that. It's good for us because they've admitted they know where gold's going. Now we're going to tell them, we know what you're doing, and it's going to 3,000, 3,200 by the end of the year or by the end of February. And silver will go right with it. And they're buried in silver, and they can't get out.
And by that, they've made a lot of naked shorts and things to try to keep it down. And this really is a debacle, and exposes their fiat currency and its global devaluation. Let's go to Christine in Arizona. Christine, thank you for holding. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi. I have a deeply disturbing question. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know why it hasn't been posted. But Obama is going to the Congress to ask them to suspend a banking law to allow them to lease directly to tenants. Now, I've been...
No, ma'am. I have seen the articles, and I mentioned it. He first floated it a month ago and then again last week, but you're right. In fact, I should have covered this. Absolutely. So now... It all gets pooled. The bankers get everything paid, but now you live for the government. It's basically millions more Americans going on a weird form of government housing, and federal courts have ruled you don't have any Fourth Amendment rights when you live in government housing. Yes, that is big news.
Well, the problem is if you were a banker, which would you rather do? Would you rather lease to somebody, or would you rather loan and take a chance on the loan going down? I mean, if this goes through... It'll never come back. We're now where we were in the days of serfs and lords. The real estate industry...
That's always been the plan. Look, people keep asking, is Obama trying to destroy the free market? And the answer is no. He's a teleprompter reading frontman. The mega banks that all these conservatives worship all day. The big corporations are anti-free market. They're buying the Republicans as well to shut down our economies. They're criminal scum, and people better get upset. In fact, there's the New York Times. And yes, they're moving now. That's L.A. Times. Also saw it in the New York Times. But I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
What they're, you know, he retooled his article to say, we want to do this because there's so many foreclosed properties out there, we want to get them rented. But the bottom line is, once they change that law, it'll never get changed back. And unless you have cash.
Well, ma'am, they've given tens of trillions to foreign banks. And the news did reports a few years ago saying if you'd have given that money to the people with houses that were upside down, it would have paid for all the houses 100% more. Again, in the name of, they claim that, oh, this is happening to the economy because of mortgages. It had nothing to do with it. It was the overall derivatives. And Bob Chapman, comments on that.
Yes, and 8 years ago, I said that Fannie and Freddie were broke. Everybody in the Beltway knew it. They would go under, and the end of what they're trying to do, and this is 8 years ago, is to nationalize housing. And this is exactly what that speech was about.
They've already taken over GM and then gave them $5 billion to move to China and Brazil. I mean, it's pure treason.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Just can't you watch my LED?
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shed somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I want to get to Ted in Hawaii, Matthew in Texas, Sophia. All these are farmers. We'll have to do some overdrive, but the main show's over in 5 minutes. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. with Bob Chapman to give folks a gold and silver offer. You know, gold has gone up above $1,800. What the high in trading a few nights ago was 1,808 or something. It dropped down to, you know, the 730, 740s, went all over the map. But you're talking about up hundreds of dollars in the last few weeks. And people say, is this the bubble? No. The bubble, you're looking at the wrong bubble, is in global currencies being devalued. And so that's inflationary bubble. So, yes, it is a bubble, but it's not that gold is in some bubble like a Beanie Baby fad or a Cabbage Patch Doll fad or, you know, the fad goes for 3 months and then is over. This isn't like, you know, some type of, it's not a fad. Just like it's not a fad that the last 5 years your gas prices keep going up. It's because of dollar devaluation. Is that a good way of putting it, Ted Anderson?
It's been a fad. It's been a fad since the Egyptians were on this earth, because when they opened up the tombs, they found gold, not fiat paper money.
You mean they didn't find some paper money in there?
No, they didn't find any at all. They found silver and gold. As a matter of fact, Jesus was given up for silver coins, not paper money. If you study history, paper money systems die.
These paper systems have been around a few thousand years, and they always wreck societies. And we're like, gee, folks are going to move to gold and silver as there's a global devaluation. There's a deal you guys have got where you get a franc already at a super good price. It's right at a fifth ounce of gold. European franc, beautiful little historical coins, great deal. You get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster, either digital or hard copy. That's $159 value, absolutely free, when you call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. You've also got the deal where you can get, this is, by the way, has been selling out every week. I'm having to get Ted more and more of these. He just got them in. The Big Brother, excellent book, the documentary film on the banking system, The American Dream, that free and free shipping with two silver dollars for $88. It's a great deal to get two silver dollars for $88, much less free shipping, free book, free film. That deal, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But you've also, when you call, a whole list of radio specials, and there'll be brokers there throughout the weekend, big specials. But Ted, if this continues, you have been going up in price, even on the radio specials. Are you going to go up next week if this continues, Ted?
Well, of course. I mean, I can't keep my prices low because my wholesale costs are just going through the roof right now. I mean, you've got a compounding problem. You've got a shortage of both silver and gold now that are occurring in the marketplace, and then you have the prices rising like they have been. I mean, this CME thing has given me a little bit of a moment to buy low again, but this won't last long. I wouldn't be surprised if gold is higher than it was at its last peak before the end of next week. You know, that's just the way that this thing's operating. And now here we're heading into the fall. August is always a much better month than July and September and so on and so forth. Like Bob said, February is about the time.
Absolutely. Well, folks, call about the radio specials. They are great deals. 800-686-2237. Bob, what do you say to folks that said it was a bubble at 300 and 1,000 and 1,500? And they're saying, we actually get laughed at for being right. It's like some weird mental illness or something. They go, you people are crazy buying gold and silver. We're like, yeah, we're crazy like a fox. What do you say to folks that talk about bubbles?
Well, I've been putting up with that for over 50 years. And so I have an armadillo skin. And when it comes to all of those complaints and so on. But what I tell them is basically what Ted had to say, you know, this has been going on for 5,000 or 6,000 years. The only real money in the world is gold, and silver's been used as money as well. And it's the only thing that really works. And are you paying higher prices for what you're buying? Yes, I am. Well, that means we have inflation, and we have inflation.
Absolutely. We're out of time. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm going to pop back with the calls from farmers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.